Lee Anderson to be our sexton. I'm asking for your support for this position. I think Lee will do us a great job. He's excited about it, and that's what we need. Russ has offered to provide some training and help make sure we have a successful transition.
Yeah.
For our treasurer, again, we had multiple applicants. We did some interviews, and we were super fortunate. I think it was kind of like town council film spot. We had some great applicants, which inspires me that people want to help. So I'd like your support. I did offer the job, I'm looking for your support for Haley Alpinall to come in and be our treasurer for Meadowtown. We are excited about that. I pronounced that right, did I?
Close.
That's close.
Good enough that it counts.
I will get better. So thank you. So Lee is with us tonight as our sexton. Haley's here with us tonight as our new treasurer. We will start them immediately on training and all those great things to get up to speed. That makes us fully staffed again. I'm excited about that.
Right. I have some documents that they both need to fill out and get back to me.
A package. Thank you, Monica, for making sure we do that the right way.
Could you just pronounce your last name for me?
Aplanel.
Again?
Sure.
So if you look at it, it's, and you just sound it out how it spells, Ab-plan-alp, like the Swiss Alps.
Okay. Ab-plan-alp.
Yep.
Ab-plan-alp.
Yep.
That's
what
I
think
it's correct, but if Kaden was here, he'd be like,
thank you, I'll get better.
She can't even pronounce it.
If you just jumble it, it counts. Haley A.
Haley, we're glad you're here.
Haley A. Haley, I go by Haley.
At least they don't do it with your first name. I say Channing. You're like,
Channing? Channing? He was a sub-pop star.
Thank you.
We're glad you're here. Thank you.
Yes. Those are big roles to take on.
All right. Our next topic is discussion regarding creation of a 5-year business plan for each department. Jim, can you walk us through that?
Yeah, I'm the one that asked the mayor to throw this on there. You know, my career has always been, we've worked off of business plans, 5 to 10 year business plans. And I just thought maybe what we need here in our town is we need to have each of our departments, you know, visit with their folks and actually start to think about what a 5-year business plan is for each of those departments, whether it be electrical, whether it be roads, whether it be water or parks in the cemetery. And the purpose of a 5-year business plan is to basically, first of all, start to identify your needs, what your future needs are going to be. And then what you do with that 5-year business plan is you then prioritize those items that you've identified. And you start putting them out into years, like year 1, year 2, 3, 4, 5. Each successive year, you continue to update that plan. So it's a rolling plan. It continues to go out there. What that does is allows us, or whoever is serving, you know, on the town board, to then look at those things and identify them, identify the projects or the issues with respect to your budgets and what we have available, and so that you can then prioritize things as to the greatest need. And what that does is that not only helps the town board, but it also provides transparency issues for the residents of Meadow. They can see what you're thinking, they can see what you're talking about, and so, you know, if they've got some concerns, they can add some input, you know, as you get, you know, feedback from the residents. So that's what I was wanting to do, is saying I think that we would benefit from the creation of a 5-year business plan.
Jim, I appreciate that. I really like that idea. And I think we talked about some of that today. And it's $100,000 to do half of town. Well, do we have $100,000 in roads? No. But we could get there. Mm-hmm. And how do we, with the chart you just had, and I'm just using you as an example, you had some dates for chip sealing. And so how do we mark that out, right? What projects are we going to do year 1, 2, and 3? What poles we have to replace? What transformers need to be replaced? And then how do we have enough money when we have something odd happen We've got that with water, right? I know Andrew has a list of projects.
We have a list of projects.
And so how do we prioritize them and then bring funding or prepare funding for those out your things, right?
Yeah, so like me and Andrew have talked about like what we want to do in the next 3 years, but it's just I guess we need to do a better job like with this business plan. It's like getting it out to the public and telling, hey, this is our plan. If we want input how to get this plan or how to achieve these goals that we have, you know, whether it be replacing valves every 3 years or so many valves here, so many valves there.
I think, Jim, that also provides some consistency as we rotate through
different people.
These positions, right? As you guys retire from elected office and other residents come in, they can track this is right. What the plan was. We can change it, we can edit it, yeah. Keep it, whatever.
It becomes a living document that allows individuals, if they're coming in fresh, they've been newly elected, to not come in and stare at a packet and say, well, what in the heck am I doing? You know, it's information that they can come up to speed on very quickly and then start to be able to contribute, to the creation of that plan as it moves forward. So, and it doesn't have to be lengthy and mega details to it. Can be as simple as projects in the water department that you're looking at, things that are coming due or things that you need to work on or things you want to replace, the road issues, parks and cemetery, lawn equipment, what do you have? I mean, is your lawnmowers up to speed? Do you have trimmers? Those types of things. The fertilizer piece, you can be looking at that and rolling it forward. And the power is kind of one of those things that Sonny will have to take care of. but anyway, then you pull it together, and here's your Meadowtown 5-year business plan.
So, I appreciate that. We've got our next year's budget preparation coming up, right? We'll talk about that in just a minute. But I think that could help inform, a 5-year plan could help inform our budget. What do we need? We need a little extra money because we're doing something in water, something in power, something in roads. We've seen this on our plan that's coming. We've saved some money in our budget. We can move it in and do that. I think that would really help us. Jim, I think it's a good idea, and hopefully we can buy off on that in our departments. And here in a few months, that's going to impact our budget, and if we're ready, then we'll be ready for the 24-25 budget year.
And I think it's important with like our employees. Like, I think it's important when Andrew tells me some of the stuff that he's doing and going on, so that gets passed down to the next person, so we can include that with the business plan, right? Like information that has been updated. Because I know when I first got in. I was told not to worry about any information about certain things. I didn't need to worry about it. And then when the employee left, I knew nothing because I was told not to worry about it. So that has to be addressed. Like, we have to get with our employees and figure that out. You know, have a plan with those notes on it. I think that'd be very important.
So. Thanks, Jim. I think it's a great idea. So let's commit to work on that. And we don't know what the format is. I think we'll start to come together collectively on our format, but that I think will help inform some of our decision making in the future.
Should we do this before our next budget meeting? Like, have this plan?
It would.
What do you think?
It would be nice if you could have at least a
general
idea.
That way we can kind of maybe discuss it before.
And then you could even look at it and say, these are things we want to do or accomplish in the next 5 years, okay? Year one, we'd like to see this, and then we each of these departments are gonna have their year one item. Then you have an opportunity to say, what takes priority?
So the next thing on our agenda is literally talking about a work meeting in April, a budget work meeting, right? We tend to have this every year. It's usually Saturday, or it's an odd meeting, it's less formal. And we just go through the budget. Hey, I need to add a couple extra bucks for snowplow fuel because it's going up. Or, hey, I want to make sure I have X amount of dollars for transform, replacement. And so we go through as a work meeting, public's invited, and we just brainstorm and try and figure that out for next year. And then we'll have a public meeting or public hearing where the public's allowed to chime in. Yeah, that's too much. It's not enough. But what about this? What about that? And then we roll into our council meeting where we vote and approve our budget through whatever edits we make. So in April, we want to have a work meeting. We may not have all the answers in April, but that identifies what we need to fix running into our public hearing. Maybe we need two work meetings. But I think between now and approving a budget in May, usually what we do is in May is approve a budget, a five-year plan is going to inform, it'll help us in April figure out what that looks like so we can approve a valid budget in May.
Okay.
Good topic. Segue. So let's talk about, let's get our calendars back out. We have our regular council meeting in April, which should be the 16th. We can schedule a work meeting before that, after that. It's just a time where we're going to talk budget. That's the only thing we're going to talk about. It can be an evening, it can be a Saturday, whatever we have capacity for. But it seems like if we do it in April, that helps us set up so we're ready for a public hearing and an approved budget in May.
I think usually we approve
a budget hearing like the first of June?
Just a regular meeting in June because the budget starts July.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because our new fiscal year starts in June, right?
No, our new fiscal year starts July 1st.
So we have to have it, that's right, we have, yeah, that you're
we have to have it approved.
Approved by then.
Okay.
So.
So we have some time. We could have our meeting in May, our budget work meeting. But we're a new council, and it may be appropriate that we do this twice, right? Mm-hmm. Work on it, mm-hmm. Go back and ask some questions, mm-hmm. And sharpen our pencils and come back.
Well, I don't have things that I probably have to do too, so. Maybe send out a text, and then I'll look at a schedule, and we can kind of coordinate.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, what, just put a date down, and if we can do it, if not, we can move it, right?
So we'll still, it's a public meeting, we still post it,
yeah.
People are invited. A public hearing requires a lot longer
it does,
yeah. Notification than just a work meeting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll work on a date, I'll shoot you guys some options. We'll get that pinned down, and we'll go from there. I think in preparation, if you look, and Monica put in your package the two things. There's a standard financial report, and then there's the operational budget report. Same information, just packaged a little differently. One of them shows percent spent, so maybe that's helpful or not. So. If you'll look through your budget packets, be familiar with your section, and have some ideas as we're looking through that, we'll keep going and we'll get some dates pinned down.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you. Anything else we've missed?
I just have one thing in other business, real short. I had an individual that was concerned about the down to the dump where it turns really sharp. And there's that drop off right there. You know what I mean? Some people that have had their trailers go off there. People have drove off there. You know. So who fixes that? Who can we get hold of to maybe? Is it? I know it's county, but like. I'm just, I can talk to Brandon Wingett, and is it his deal? Or?
Nope, that's not. Let me see if I can find that guy's phone number.
Because if I can get a number, I can get a hold of him or whoever wants to.
I'm going to I've got the Miller County Landfill Office phone number. It's 435-864-1400.
Okay. I'll just see what they can do about it.
Okay. Yeah, I know exactly. I helped a young boy in a four-wheeler and trailer out of there.
Yeah. I'd like to
go. I nailed it.
Yeah, there's been quite a few people that have done it, so yeah.
I'm glad to hear he wasn't down there.
But they're going to put the stuff down there, and it should be
a maybe they bring a little more gravel in, too, down there.
Yeah, they should. So I'll talk to them about it.
Okay.
I'll just say that needs, if you're going to make us go down there, I want it leveled out and at least try to do something.
Okay.
So, okay, I'll talk to them.
Anything else? Covered a lot of ground tonight. Long meeting. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks for coming.